Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Zoke. Okay, this is going to be a really quick episode. Bit of background. My parents were visiting, so we decided to set up the wireless. So instead of having them to invite them into the really messy computer room where we'd actually pretty much hidden anything we didn't want them to see. Well, basically any boxes, books, anything like that, just chucked in the room. Figured bring a laptop out, connect to the wireless, boom, Bob's your uncle. Actually, he is, but that's another story. So, I wanted to put encryption on the wireless. Now, I've got an old Linksys... It's Linksys B only wireless. 802.11b or whatever the wireless format is, I forget now. But it's a B, not a G, not an N, not a... D or whatever. Anyway, it's a B. It's an old one. It's a BEFW11S4. I believe it's the... excuse me. I believe it's the model number. Fairly old, fairly naff. I hate it, actually, because if I have wireless on, it memory leak or something, it dies after a day or two, and you have to reset the damn thing. Oddly enough, we had a wireless Linksys at work we had exactly the same issue with. So, one of the guys there actually said there's an issue with Linksys, how they don't give very much memory for wireless, and this is what happens. But anyway, so, I went through, enabled security, and I have three choices. WEP, well, okay, we know how easy that is to break. And WPA, just one, not two. Pre-shared key or radius. Now, my understanding is that the pre-shared key, if you put a group renewal of 10 minutes, it makes it uncrackable. As long as you have a simple... sorry, as long as you don't have a simple password. If you have a strong enough password. Yes, there are ways to break it, but the brute force each separate letter. And if you have more than, like... I can't remember what it was, 16 characters in the password or something. As long as you have, you know, the 64 or whatever, the big number... basically the maximum you can have, then it doesn't let you brute force it in time, and then because you've got the group key renewal every 10 minutes, it takes like 15 minutes to crack it, so every 10 minutes, boom, new key, and it gets around it. Don't know how true that is, but I think security now said it, but so, you know, your mileage may vary. So anyway, I set up a big, long WPA shared key. It was 64... characters, not ASCII or anything, just uppercase, lowercase, numbers. Sorry, that is ASCII, not hex, I mean. So, we did all that. Took my laptop out, which is running Ubuntu, whatever the current one is, Lucid, isn't it? Running Lucid, and I set it up and can connect absolutely fine. Now, Mrs. Zoke went and tried to connect with her netbook, Triple E, and through Windows. And it said, no, that's wrong. Your password is the wrong size. And I was a bit confused, because we put it on a flash drive, the password, so you can just cut and paste. No typos. And it said that I'd set up a 64-character password. Sorry, it didn't say that. I had set up a 64-character password. But it said it had to be a 63-character ASCII or 64-character hex. And this meant she could not connect. Now, this is running Windows XP on her Triple E. Now, this is a bit weird. I really haven't got into looking a huge amount more. As I said, my parents have been here. I've been a little busy. But I'm asking a favour for all the listeners of Hacker Public Radio. Both of you. I mean, all of you. What I would like you to do is, if you can try this, try this. Now, you're going to need Windows machines. A little rusty on exactly how VMware or VirtualBox or similar would work, but it's got to hook off the wireless adapter that you have in the card or running on the primary operating system. So I don't think a VMware or a VirtualBox machine would work, potentially. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but it may not, because it may connect through your main operating system. If that's Linux, then you're going to be able to get through this. But I want you to try it. Set up a 64-character uppercase lowercase number, so ASCII-based password, and then see if you can connect to the wireless with... Well, first of all, let's see if it will let you do that. Secondly, see if you can connect to it with a Windows PC, and then see if you can connect to it via a Linux PC. And if anyone's got a Mac, please try a Mac and see if that will connect. Like I said, this is one router, one machine, one operating system I couldn't do it on. But the error message I'm thinking is a general XP message, and I'm assuming, again, assumption, mother of all ups, so I'm assuming they haven't really changed this. But try it and see what's going on, because it's a bit weird. But if this is the case that you can put a 64-character ASCII password in, you can lock out Windows machines, which is kind of funny, and possibly Mac as well, depending on how they handle it, which is really kind of weird. So go and try it and see what's going on. And, well, let me know. Put comments under the Hacker Public Radio, go to zoke.org, send me feedback, or all the blurb I'm about to say in my standard spiel output. But go and try it and let me know what you find. Thank you for listening. If you want to give me any feedback, you can go to zoke.org, that's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. You can send me feedback through there, or you can email me at zokesorrow@gmail.com. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo Sierra Oscar Romeo Uniform @gmail.com.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.